The Phillies are going to the World Series, baby! Are we kidding me? Are you kidding? Are you out of your mind? I can't even begin to tell you how excited, how incredible that game was. This season was. The playoffs have been. That Bryce Harper moment, that home run that we all witnessed in the bottom of the eighth inning, fighting pitch after pitch, foul balls, taking an incredible take on a 1-2 changeup to hammering an opposite field bomb that lit CBP on fire. What a swing from the guy that they call the MV3. The guy you pay the money for, the guy that has been overrated chance, gotten the overrated tag on his name from players, from fans, all throughout the years. Well, when you give him a team who is playing baseball at this high of a level, when your starting pitching is as elite as I've ever seen a starting pitching staff ever play before in your life, the guy produces when you give him some time. He has been incredible. Bryce Harper has been just out of his mind. Are you serious with the type of game and season and just postseason he's having? That swing, the way everyone reacted, it was like slow motion. You saw the ball off the bat. You stared at it. You were hoping it didn't hit the top of the wall. You saw the fielder turn around. Everything just went crazy. The jog around the bases. I mean, are we serious? The Philadelphia Phillies defeat the Padres 4-3 on a two-run shot that scores JT after he knocks a single over against Robert Suarez. And I couldn't get over this moment. You really had a feeling when Bryce got up to the plate. He's been the guy that's carried him on the back. Well, not carry. Every single player has stepped up. We'll get into that. He's been the guy that has been the most clutch, been the guy that's always been producing, that you've been able to count on day in and day out. Was there ever a moment where you really didn't think he would just go down quietly? He would put a good swing on a ball. He would go out there and make his best swing possible. And boy, did he make his best swing. That was an incredible swing. And it really is it's insane. It's insane. Where have we started from? From the beginning, from this season, with Joe Girardi, with the negative record, and just how we've gotten here. How are we here? How are we right where we are? National League pennant champions going to play in a World Series in 2022. With a team every year, the collapse in September, they never quit. They stuck with it, and the guys made it work. They made it happen. That eighth inning was probably my favorite Phillies moment I've ever witnessed, bar the World Series in 2008. That was the most incredible moment I've ever witnessed in my life as a Phillies baseball fan. That's Bryce Harper's mark and his best moment probably we will see until he might do something in the World Series in a few days in his entire Philadelphia career. That stamps his ticket to the Hall of Fame. If it wasn't already on his way there, the guy is an incredible baseball player. And everyone should be happy this guy's on the team no matter what he does, no matter what people think of him. But it's not even just Bryce. It's so easy to give it to Bryce, and he deserves all, and I mean all the credit in the world for that swing. He absolutely does all the praise. But how about Rhys Hoskins getting the boys started early? Rhys, two-run bomb? Rhys? I mean, the guy's been up and down. Every big moment he has is a homer. He's producing the long ball. The frustrations with him at first base, just dropping and missing routine ground balls. He's making up for it in big ways with his bat. That's something you need, and that's what you need in playoffs. The long ball wins games. Zach Wheeler came out and shoved. I mean, how about it? Everyone, every single player on this team has had a moment. Every single player on this team has had a moment this playoff series. Not even just this series, the postseason. And it can't go without knowing. Schwarber today, 3 walks. JT Realmuto getting on base late. How about Bryson Stott? Even though it didn't end up turning into a run, had a double late in the 7th inning, and you saw him get on base to start the lead after the two run shot from Juan Soto gave the Padres a little bit of a lead. You're like, oh shit, here we go, this isn't good. Bryson Stott gets on, no one scores. The thoughts start running through your head as if it's just really happening. But they answer back. The team, the Fightins, continue to fight every single inning. They go up in that box, and they know they have a great chance to win that at-bat each and every time. And that's something you couldn't see before. And these guys are doing it every single game. Every single game. Last night, they go down 4-0 in the first inning. They just climb all the way back. I mean, you just climb all the way back. How are we're just climbing from a 4-0 deficit. Bring the game all the way back. Rhys Hoskins, again, big homers. Bryce Harper, game-tying doubles. Bryson Stott getting base hits. Rhys Hoskins hits his second 2-run homer to give the boys a lead. Bryce Harper scores him. I'm sorry, to tie. Bryce Harper scores then another in JT Realmuto to give them a 7-6 lead last night. Nick Castellanos gets a base hit. Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto go deep. I mean, every single game up until this point, the team has stepped up. The team has stepped up. I was talking about Zach Wheeler. I got off track because I can't even control my thoughts. I'm so pumped up about this baseball team. It's so impressive. It really, really is so, so impressive. Zach Wheeler goes out, pitches, gives us 6, 2 earned runs. Oh, well, dip-de-doo. What are you going to, who cares? You know, who cares? 8 Ks. Dominguez comes in, has a little sloppy. Couldn't really get the grip because of the rain of this game. Couldn't get a grip on the baseball, maybe, or just, you can't expect him to be dominant every single game. He might have an off night. But he battled, got 2 Ks. Alvarado came in and battled. David Robertson came in and gave us a big scare. He couldn't find the strike zone. Ranger Suarez comes into a game for a save opportunity, throws 2 pitches, gets 2 outs on a bloop fly ball to right field. Nick Castellanos squeezes it. And the Phillies move on to play in the World Series. I don't even know where to begin with my excitement. The team, the ride that the team has brought us through, the moments, the clutch moments, the comebacks, everything this postseason from the St. Louis series, going down 2-0 in the 9th, facing the best closer of baseball, scoring 6. Going to the Braves, comeback, Reese, bomb. Going into Atlanta, splitting early. Coming back in Philly and winning. Starting the rest of the series, clutching up in the first game, getting big outs. Second game, you blow it. You blow a 4-0 lead. But you know what they did? They fought. They never got there, but they fought. And then you go to Philadelphia, play games 3, 4, and 5. 3, great win from the Phillies. Game 3, great win. Pitched well, hit well. Kyle Schwarber bomb. The 10-6 game, they come back. And then this game, they go down late, but they don't give up because Bryce Harper, the MVP, he's the GOAT. He is the best hitter on this team. He showed everyone why they need to put some respect on this man's name and why he's here for the 10 years that he signed, the 13 years that he signed here for. The Phillies have a chance now, which they had the whole time, to really do something, an unforgettable postseason run, if they can complete the quest. They're your NL champions, and it feels amazing to say that. It feels amazing. But I'm going through player by player, right? We have guys like Gene Segura, clutch hits. I mean, base knocks the other way, getting the bat on the ball. All series, all postseason Gene Segura. JT Realmuto homers, clutch doubles, clutch walks, stolen bases, throwing guys out. Bryce Harper doesn't need an introduction. Casty when he's needed, you know? Casty, I can't stand the first pitch swinging, roll over to shortstop nonsense, bull crap that I see all the time. But he barreled a couple balls up the last couple games, and hopefully that carries over for him because they need him. Every guy in this lineup, pitchers might have fear against. Schwarber, you don't want to give up a bomb to that guy. Reese, you have no idea when he's going deep. JT, he's been pretty electric, huh? He's been electric here and there, huh? No slouch with his speed. Harper, forget it. If Castellanos can really get going, then boy, oh boy, I don't know. The team might really have a great chance to do this. I don't really care who they play. The team has something around them right now where it's special. It really is special. Bryson Stott. How about this kid, Bryson Stott, man? I mean, he's just coming out clutch after clutch, big hit after big hit. Brandon Marsh, even. Three-run shot against the Braves. The team has got the swagger right now. The team has done something I never thought I'd see in 12 years. I was never going to see in my lifetime. Because it just was just every year was the same. The hype, the failing in September, the collapses. We never would got there, but we finally got there. They really did it. There's no stopping now. Seeing the champagne just all over Topper after the game. Seeing the guys in the locker room. Seeing how they handle themselves at the post-game pressers. Bryce's words. The team is all there for each other, man. And it's so, so awesome of a feeling to see a tight-knit group really, really love playing for each other. Seeing these guys really want to win it for each other. Nick Castellanos showing emotion before the game, talking about Rhys Hoskins' longevity and his losses he's been through. He really, really deserves it, and that's great to hear from your boy Nick Castellanos because he was a guy, it looks like he shaded away. He was more for himself. But he's really found a role now, a big role with this group, and it's something you can't take for granted. It's chemistry. You really can't take it for granted. And it's amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, the locker rooms, the crowd was electric. The guys just going crazy, throwing parties. I mean, you know, you name it. I mean, the speeches, there's four more wins to go for this team, as JT always says. I'm here for the ride now. I couldn't be more happier. I'm going to love every single second of it. The next five games, days, until we get to game one on Friday. I am beyond happy, beyond ecstatic. I don't even know what's going through my head. There's so many emotions. I can't believe the Phillies actually did it. I was crying in my car on the way home, happy, crying, going crazy, just enjoying myself, listening to the broadcasters and listening to Larry Anderson and Scott Francie on the radio going into the clubhouse, just getting everyone going and listening to the celebration and how everyone was feeling and the hype and the fun that they were having. It made me, brought a tear to my eye. My eyes were running down my nostrils under my chin. those tears. It's an incredible feeling. I'm so, 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 so happy. And I can't wait for game one. But until then, we got to enjoy it. Love every second of it. Make the most of the moment. And until then, I appreciate every single one of you for listening. Please share us around. I hope everyone gets a chance to listen. If they're interested, we're going to cover more Phillies, more Sixers coming up now. I'll be able to put some Sixers stuff out this week. It's been all Phillies this past week because it's, why wouldn't it be? Right, October, baby. Eagles, Birds, you name it. Flyers, hockey coming up, everything. So tune in if you're interested in any of that. And, of course, the weekly NFL recaps that I do with my good guy that I know, and he's a good friend of mine. And we'll keep that up for us. We'll have some special guests on in the future just to talk some different types of football, get some just my thoughts and our opinions out there, and hope everyone listens, and I appreciate it. But go Phils. It's about damn time that we get to see this team play some good baseball and some great baseball, I should say, in the postseason. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Brush that hair, eh? Thank you so much, guys. Have a great one.